This I Believe. Bill Lipton started acting when he was 11. His voice has become familiar to millions of radio listeners of shows such as Young Dr. Malone and Let's Pretend. A graduate of Columbia in literature and history, he is now trying his hand at television writing for children in collaboration with his wife. Here now is Bill Lipton.
Perhaps the most profound influence in my life has been my career in show business. Having been thrust into it at a very early age, I have been molded by it for more than half my not very ancient life. It has taught me quite a few lessons, and along with other influences which also have contributed to the conclusions I've reached for myself, it has given me the opportunity to live in an adult world of business long before my contemporaries had stopped playing marbles. I have found that sitting in studios and working with different people day after day can be an exhilarating experience. The contact with creativity and interpretation does not lead to the black and white routine of business. Having no routine, as one does in other occupations, stimulation is constant and various. The effects of such lack of routine can be tremendous, but they can be as negative as one allows them to be. The affectation and bohemianism that one often associates with show business is often a result of the lack of routine. But strangely enough, from all this maze of frenetic life of creation and fulfillment, I have derived three main benefits. First, I believe in the responsibility of the individual for his acts. To me, this means that I have a responsibility to myself and to others to conduct myself and my affairs in a way that will invade the privacy and rights of no one. Second, I believe that respect for myself and for others, for their work and for their thoughts, is an ideal that is of great importance. I feel respect is more than passive acceptance or mere tolerance. Respect implies that I regard a person as equal in stature. Tolerance implies that the tolerator is enjoying the heights of self-importance while observing the herd. It is my feeling that respect is more than an ideal. It is the keystone of the entire structure of the creative arts and allows differences and experiments. These are qualities quite lacking in the cultures we know. There was a time that the creative artist was a man of dignity and standing in society. Today, the successful creative artist achieves his goal in spite of society, not because of it. This climate extends to all fields, however, and is not peculiar to the arts. My education and life in a branch of the arts has served to show me the heights to which the mind, given free rein, can soar. More often than not, the dizzying altitude serves to confuse, but the small portion that serves to elevate is worth the sacrifice of all this effort. And the freedom to explore and be wrong before finding the right path is to me an important part of my self-fulfillment. I was fortunate at one time to have a teacher who taught that one should never be afraid to change his opinions. It ensures the cleanliness of the mind. And for myself, I have found this to be true. Finally, I believe that the creative artist is a part of that spiritual area which I call the grand design. The most perfect artistry of God demands more of men than their words, their paintbrushes, their acts. The souls of artists have through the centuries gone into the fulfillment of their talents. Milton said he wrote Paradise Lost to justify God's ways to man, and the artist, and I hope to include myself, has taken a little part of life and nature and used whatever talents he possesses to do just that. In literature, in art, in all media of man's self-expression, I think the artist has sought to raise himself a little and pull a sometimes scornful society to a point a trifle higher than it had ever known before. And the fact that there is scorn and vilification has often been a disappointing experience to me. But looking back, the inspiration derived from those who have beaten the paths of art has kept me going, sometimes when the pall has been darkest. But the inspiration is there, and the victory is there, too, for all to see.
That was Bill Lipton, a young man who entered the adult world of show business as a child, and who has developed a mature credo because of it, or perhaps in spite of it.